Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I bet our next guest has some memories of Veterans Stadium, Ike. And he's a Hall of Famer, Football Night of America analyst, Tony Dungy. Coverage for the game begins at 7 on NBC, and he joins us right now. Tony, how you doing? John Marks and Ike Reese.
Yeah, I sure do have some memories of the Vet for sure, and they weren't real pleasant.
Most visitors, Coach, don't have very many pleasant memories of that place, right?
It's tough. Yeah, we came there. I was coaching the Bucs. We came in 1999. We had a linebacker from Temple, Al Singleton.
Oh, yeah.
One of the quietest guys I've ever met. Great guy, but he was very quiet, didn't say two words. Before we came up to play the Eagles, he said, Coach, I need to talk to the team. And I thought he was going to give them a fired-up pep talk. He said, hey, I've been in the stadium before. Tell all your families don't wear anything red. Don't be in neutral colors. It's not a safe place.
Tony wasn't kidding, by the way.
I remember that game.
No, he was dead serious, yes.
I think we lost that game like 21-5 or 19-5, something like that.
It was like a 19-5 or 19-6, yeah. It was actually Doug Peterson's last start and Donovan's last time coming off the bench.
Yeah,
and we had a bunch of sacks, rolled things up, and the next week I think Coach Reed said, hey, it's time for Donovan McNabb, and the Eagles took off after that.
I remember that game. I remember that game, too, yeah.
Well, Coach, we talked to you the night of the opener, Eagles and Falcons, and they get the win that night. Now, you fast forward, we're after the bye week, the Eagles are 4-4. And when we talked to you, we asked you, being a Super Bowl coach, what's it like the next year? And how do you measure that? How do you explain the year after the Super Bowl? I hate to call it a hangover, but you know what I mean. So you watched the Eagles for the first half of the season. It almost feels like right now is the start of the next season where they can say, all right, we just got all that over with. Now let's really play. We got 8 games left. But what you've seen of the Eagles so far, is this kind of indicative of what you see after the Super Bowl win for a team?
Well, it is a little bit, and there's a couple of factors that go into it. Number one, you have a few guys on your team that other people value because you won the Super Bowl. So they're going to pay them a little bit more than you can pay. And people don't think it's a big loss, but some of those are. So all of a sudden, Vinnie Curry's not there and LeGarrette Blount's not there. And it's a little bit different. Trey Burton's not there. Then you have a couple of injuries and you lose guys. And so you are quite exactly the same team and you're trying to put the pieces together. And meanwhile, for everybody that plays you, it is their Super Bowl. They've got the champions coming in. I live down in Tampa. So when Philadelphia came down here, that was the talk for the whole week. And it's different. You think you're going to have your players prepared for that, but everybody is after you. And then, of course, the schedule doesn't do you any favors. You're playing 4 o'clock games on the road, and it's just everything is stacked against you, and you've got to really bounce back to fight that. And now I think you will see the Eagles this second half say, hey, you know what? We've got to get rolling, get our act together.
Coach, when you look at this team, right? We just found out Darren Sproles re-injured himself yesterday. Won't be able to go this week, more than likely. Don't know when he's going to get a chance to get back out there and play. Mid-30s. He's only played in one game this year. You were a coach long time in this league. From your perspective, how do you sort of, I guess, balance or know when it's time to move on from a player versus, I guess, where the Eagles found themselves in this position with Darren Sproles, bringing him back this year to sort of grant his wish of not ending his career due to injury like it would have been had he retired after last year? Did you have a scenario like that as a coach that you had to deal with?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And it's a very, very tough call because especially with a player like Darren, where you know what he's capable of doing, and he's such a great young man that if it was anybody else, you might cut the cord a little bit early, but you'd say, no, this guy is such a tremendous asset to the team, and if he is healthy, I know what he can bring to the table. You want him to succeed, and so you're going to hang in there a little bit longer. hopefully he gets back because he can bring so much. And then that's one of the things that I think has hurt this team. You look at it last year, LeGarrette Blount, you know, and Jay Ajayi, now they're not there. So you're thinking, all right, we'll offset that because we get Darren Sproles back. And just not being able to bounce back fully, that running game and what they get out of the backfield hasn't been quite the same. So we'll see what happens the second half. But, yeah, it's difficult. We went through that with several players. I remember when I played with the Steelers and we won a Super Bowl, and you've got some of those veterans that Coach Knoll said, hey, we're going to give one more shot, try to win another one. But really you're trying to honor them and give them another year as opposed to saying, hey, I'll go with that very good young guy. It's always a tough call.
Yeah, loyalty's tough to do in the NFL, Tony. Unlike any of the other sports, man, it's just the one year. Like Bill Belichick has done very, very well at getting rid of a guy a year before instead of a year too late. Yeah. And it's tough to do. Guys that help you get to a championship, you want to reward them, but you know, you end up costing yourself in a lot of times.
Sometimes, yeah.
Let me ask you about what the league has done to adjust to the Eagles, if you think that they really have. What Ike and I have noticed is with the fact that they don't have a running back that has really performed well, so the running game hasn't been there, the whole RPO thing, defenses have said, hey, listen, we're going to play the pass. You're going to have to run against us, and they haven't been able to run against us. Have you seen that, and how do the Eagles counter if that's the case?
Well, that is part of it, and I think people have studied these RPOs, and we've said it on our show, that you've got to be able to either, number one, you've got to have a front seven that can stop the run without any of the secondary being involved, and if you don't have that, then you've got to play man-to-man coverage because you can't play zone and have the secondary be involved because the secondary linebackers read run, and that leaves some gaping holes. So people have studied that a little bit more. But now I think it's incumbent on those wide receivers, and that's why I like the Golden Tate move. If people are going to say, hey, you know what, we're going to play pass, we're going to play man-to-man coverage, then you've got to have some receivers that can flourish against man coverage. And I think having Golden Tate in there with Nelson and Alshon, now that's going to tell people, hey, you want to play man-to-man, we've got some weaponry to come after you.
Yeah. Coach, you look at this Dallas Cowboy team, right? I think everybody was a little surprised that they lost Monday night at home coming off a bye week to Tennessee. We know the defense is a very good defense. They were number one in giving up points prior to that game. They're number three now. The offense seems to be the issue. They add Amari Cooper. You look at this Cowboy team. Jerry Jones said some things this week that I don't know if they were in support of the head coach and the quarterback, or it was almost the kiss of death, as we say in this business, when you get the vote of confidence from the owner. Just when you look at the offense, Coach, and what do you think is sort of ailing that Cowboys offense right now?
Well, if you look at it, 2 years ago when Dak came in the league, they had a very, very good wide receiver that could just destroy single coverage. They had a tight end that was hard to cover. They had the best offensive line in the league, and this young running back running behind that offensive line, everybody had to play eight-man fronts to handle Ezekiel Elliott with that line. So now you had easy coverages that you were seeing, and you had two guys who could beat one-on-one coverage. Well, now you don't have that dominant offensive line. Travis Frederick getting hurt really hurt them, in my opinion. The tackles aren't playing quite as well. So you've got a good offensive line. Elliott's still a great back. But you're saying, you know what, I don't have to commit so many people to the run. I can disguise my coverages a little bit. And now you don't have that dominant tight end and that great wide receiver. So that's where, to me, Dak Prescott has struggled because it's not the same offense. Well, they said, let's go out and get that wide receiver. Maybe Amari Cooper can be what Dez Bryant was a couple of years ago, and he can make some plays and force some double coverage. It's different now. The offense is not as good. There's more on Dak Prescott's plate because he has to do more.
Yeah. And we're talking to Tony Dungy, Football Night in America analyst. That Sunday night's game begins, Football Night in America, 7 p.m. on NBC. So, Tony, what do you think about the game, man? Do the Cowboys, do they have one last wounded animal, desperation, we got to get a win this week, or was that last week? Do you think they have enough to beat the Eagles on Sunday?
You know, I think they really kind of were saying, hey, we've got the Titans at home. We'll win that one. We've got to go up there and win in Philadelphia, and they got tripped up. It should have been up 17-0 in the first quarter. They weren't. They missed the field goal, threw an interception in the end zone. That game kind of snuck up on them. But what I love about this game, and we've got it on NBC, I think this is do or die for both teams.
Yeah.
Dallas obviously can't afford another loss. If they go to 3-6, they're not going to make the playoffs. Philadelphia, even though they're in better shape record-wise, this is a home division game. They're saying, hey, we've got to win. If we don't beat the Cowboys at home, that's going to kill us in the tiebreaker. So I think we're going to get the best of what both teams have, and I think that's what's going to make it exciting. Not only Philly-Dallas, which is always good, but two teams that know they have to win this game.
Yeah, you can throw those records out the window, man, Sunday night.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah,
good thing for everybody, including NBC. Well, Tony, thank you, man. Always appreciate when you pop on, and we'll be watching Sunday.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All righty. Yeah, thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, there he is, the great Hall of Famer, Tony Dungy. And then we'll be watching Football Night America, 7 p.m. Eastern, of course, on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Go ahead.
No. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guida Door and Window today. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com.
Yeah, I was just going to say nothing wrong with getting a little Eagles Cowboys in prime time. That's always a good thing.
NBC is doing backflips. If you're ESPN and you have the two Monday night games the next 2 weeks.
Right.